Welcome to Ridgecrest Baptist. We thank you for listening. Now, here is this week's message.
You will see that Abraham is a picture, a type, if you will, but a picture of God the Father. It's a picture that God the Father wanted us to get through Abraham of God's love that for us, that he would be willing to give up anything, even his only begotten son, in order to bring us salvation. Isaac, in the 22nd chapter of Genesis, represents God the Son. It represents Jesus Christ, the one who was willing to be laid upon the altar of sacrifice in order that that we might have salvation. And God wanted us to see through Isaac a picture of Christ, the love that he has for us, in that Jesus would go to that cross and lay down his life for us. A beautiful picture there. Then you get a picture of Rebekah, the bride. Rebekah is a picture of the church. Rebekah is a picture of you and I. Rebekah is a picture of one who responds to the love of God, the love of the Father, and the potential love of the Son. And Rebekah is a picture of the church, of you and I. Then there's one other one that's mentioned here, and that is the servant. You will note that the servant that is mentioned in the 24th chapter is not named. Now, there's a reason for that. Because the servant's job, his whole purpose in all that he does is to point Rebekah to the Son, to point Rebekah to the Christ, to her husband, to point the church to Christ. And so he is not named. Most scholars believe that the servant that is pictured here, the physical servant that is pictured here, is none other than Eleazar, who is mentioned in the 15th chapter of Genesis. And Eleazar, the name in the Hebrew, literally means God's helper. Now, I want you to get that. The name Eleazar means God's helper, the Father's helper. He is sent by the Father, by Abraham, to go into the land from which Abraham came out of. He didn't want his son to be married to a Canaanite, but to be married out of his own country. And so he sends the servant to his homeland to get a wife for his son, Isaac. You'll also note, if you read the 24th chapter of Genesis later on, you'll also note that Abraham says to his servant, to Eleazar, God's helper, he tells him, I do not want you to take Isaac with you. Isaac is to stay here. You are to go, and you are to bring back the wife for Isaac. Now, Eleazar, or the servant, is a picture of the Holy Spirit. He is a picture of the one who will go and convict the hearts, persuade the people, persuade the bride to come and to submit herself and come and be the wife of the Son. That's a big task. Now, I said all that to say this. Abraham represents God the Father. Isaac represents Jesus, God the Son. Rebekah represents the church, you and I. Eleazar, or the servant, represents the Holy Spirit. And when you look at that, then as you hold your mate's hand, okay, as you hold your husband or wife's hand, I want you to get the picture here of what of the testimony of the witness you are of what Christ did in your heart and in your life, and of you being the church, and of the comparison that is there, as you are a testimony to the world that we, as believers in Christ, we're called by the Spirit. The Spirit is sent to us. John 14 and John 16 will both tell you that. The Spirit is sent to us to draw us to the Son. And without the drawing of the Spirit, you will not come to God. Your life, your marriage is a testimony that Jesus is reaching out to save the people from their sins. Your marriage, your life is a testimony that in Christ you are bound together as one. You're drawn together as one. And in Christ you find fulfillment and completion. You're a testimony. You're a testimony. And I want you to get what God wants you to know today, that your marriage, your home, your life is important to God. You are the church if you are a believer in Christ. You are, the Bible says, the bride of Christ. So here comes the bride. Here you come. Like Rebecca, in submission and in willingness to step out on faith to follow Christ. Now the Bible tells us in the 24th chapter here that Eleazar, the servant, he goes into this homeland of Abraham in the area of Ur, okay, you are. He asked a prayer of God. He says, Lord, as I'm coming into this village, this is where you have brought me. As I'm coming into this city, there are many people here. Lord, I ask this of you. I ask that when I come up into this village and come to the center of the village where the well is, and that you will send out the person that you want to marry my master's son, Isaac. You will send them out, and that when I ask of a young lady, if she will give me to drink from the well, that you will have her to say, I will give, not only I give to you to drink, but I will feed your or water your camels also. Now God answers prayer. I don't have to tell you that. He comes up into the middle of the village, comes up to the well, and here comes Rebecca out to draw water. And Eleazar asks her, will you give me to drink? You know what Rebecca said? Just what he had prayed for God to do. Rebecca said, yes, that I'll give you a drink. Not only that, but I'll water your camels and all the people that are with you. I'll give all of you something to drink. And Eleazar recognized immediately that God's hand was upon this, that God was working. And so he tells her, begins to persuade her about her master. He began by saying, and you can read this for yourself. I'm not going to read all these verses in Genesis 24. But he begins to tell her about his master. Everything he says, he points to his master. And he tells her about how the wealth and how rich the master is, how rich Abraham is. And then he tells her, in essence, everything that Abraham has, he's given to his son. His son will inherit everything. Now with that, she takes him to the house, to their home, and there was Rebekah's brother, Laban, and Rebekah's father, Bethuel, who is mentioned. Now it's interesting that Bethuel, Rebekah's father, his name means house of God. God's house. And again, there's that picture there of God at work. Okay, now that's the introduction. And in our text today, in verses 50 to 52, Laban and Bethuel answered Eleazar, "This is from the Lord. We can say nothing to you one way or the other. Here is Rebekah. Take her and go, and let her become the wife of your master's son, as the Lord directed." And when Abraham's servant heard what they said, he bowed to the ground before the Lord. Now I want you to look on down into verse 58, where it said that they called Rebekah and they asked her, "Will you go with this man?" "I will go," she said. "I will go," she said. Now that may not seem like all that great a statement, but let me tell you, it gives the epitome. It gives us the picture of who we are as a church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to notice some things about this. I want you to notice, first of all, the father who is wanting to seek a bride for his son. The Bible tells us that at the time that Abraham decided to send Eleazar to get a wife for his son, that he was, verse 1, he was very old and he was stricken in age. Okay, he wasn't a young man anymore. Scholars estimate he was about 140 years old. Had one final thing he thought that he wanted to do before he died. Sarah has just died. Abraham's wife has just died. Isaac's mother has just died. They just buried her. And so Abraham is reflecting. He's saying, there's one more thing I want to do. I want to make sure that my legacy lives on. I want to make sure that God's promise continues as God has said that he would make a great nation. I want Isaac to have a wife. And so he sends Eleazar to do that, to find that wife. Notice the desire, the heart of God, that his purpose would be fulfilled and that his son would have a bride. Now, let me also say this. Get a picture of how much God wants to bring the church into that oneness with the Son, Jesus Christ. Remember, Rebekah is a picture of the church. Isaac is a picture of Jesus Christ. And that's where you go back to John 3:16, a scripture that every one of you ought to be able to quote, that said that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life, would have eternal life. God so wants people to come into the kingdom of God. He wants the church. He wants you as believers in Christ. And he wants those who are yet to become believers in Christ to become part of the family. Your marriage, listen to me, your marriage is a picture of the oneness that God has with us
with His church in Jesus Christ. Your marriage is important. You can't take it lightly, and you can't take it for granted. Your marriage is of vital importance because it represents to everybody in this world what Christ is wanting to do with those who will trust Him with their heart and their life. And let me just say this. That is also why it is so, so important that when you are married, that you make sure that both the husband and the wife, that they are believers in Jesus Christ. There are always three aspects to a marriage. There is always the husband, there is always the wife, and there's always God in their marriage. If you don't have God in your marriage, you don't have a complete marriage. And if the husband and wife are not believers in Jesus Christ, you cannot have a complete marriage. And so to be an example and a testimony of what God has designed for our relationship with Him, with man's relationship with Him, you must have the believers, husband and wife, in submission to God. God is wanting to seek a bride. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. The Bible tells us that whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. The Bible tells us that God does not desire that the wicked would perish, but that they would repent and come to Him. The Bible reminds us that God so loved us that He said, I'll give up my only Son to die on a cross. I'll raise Him on the third day, but I'll do that in order that you might be saved. Listen, God is wanting you as His bride. Now, guys, sometimes we look at that and think, well, that doesn't sound right. But let me tell you, the church is the bride of Christ. And it goes much, much deeper than just the human aspect of what we think in marriage. The Father is wanting to seek the bride. Second, the servant is wanting to and desiring to serve his master. The servant is willing to serve his master. Now, I told you from Genesis 15 that we believe that Eleazar is that servant. Eleazar is a picture of the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't have time here this morning to go into all of these scriptures and comparisons about what took place here that corresponds to John 14 and John 16 concerning the Holy Spirit. But let me say this. Jesus Himself said in John the 16th chapter, He says that if I go away, I will send the Comforter. The Greek word there is Paraclete. I will send the Comforter. I will send the Helper to you. And that Helper will persuade you. He will convince you. He will guide you. And He will guard you until you come to the Son, until you come to eternity, all throughout life. Listen to me. Eleazar God's helper. That's what the Hebrew word means in the Old Testament. Paraclete. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is my helper. And just as Eleazar went to convince and persuade Rebekah to become the bride of Isaac, he also, when he persuaded her, he guided her to Isaac, and he guarded her, he protected her across the 300 miles of desert with the robbers and the thieves and the barrenness, and protected her until he brought her to Isaac. I want you to know today that the Holy Spirit is at work and active in your life here today. I want you to understand that because of God's desire to bring you into the family, to make you the bride of Christ, that His Holy Spirit is here today convicting hearts. You know, I know, we all know we're sinners. We've all done wrong, haven't we? Yes. We all fall short of God's glory. It's the Holy Spirit who is convincing us and convincing you that Jesus is the one who forgives sin. That Jesus is the inheritor of all things. And that if you want life and life eternal, if you want salvation, if you want heaven instead of hell, it will be through the Son, Jesus Christ. He is the one who convinces us. He is the one who teaches us, shows us where our life can be. He is the one, the Holy Spirit, is the one who guides us to the Son. He is the one who protects us and leads us. He is the one who shows us and leads us to salvation. Your preacher, I stand up here, I can preach God's word to you, but listen, I cannot, in and of myself, I can never bring you to salvation. It's not my job to manipulate you. It's not my job to try to use tactics to persuade you. It's my job to share the Word of God. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that guides you and leads you and brings you to salvation in Jesus Christ. That's the picture today. And it leads us to the third thing that I wanted you to get. There's got to be bride willing to submit to the Father. The bride willing to submit to the Father. This is where you get back to that verse 58, which to me, it just sort of summarizes everything. I want you to think about this, girls. Some of you haven't gotten married yet. I want you to think about this. Rebekah was being asked to go with someone she never met before, Eleazar, the servant. She was asked to go and to marry 300 miles away a husband that she never seen before. She didn't know if he was ugly or not. She'd never seen him before. She didn't know his personality. She didn't know anything about him except what Eleazar had said. And she couldn't really be convinced. She had to go on his word. She couldn't really be convinced that everything that Eleazar had said about Abraham and Isaac was really true. She had to step out on faith, didn't she? She had to step out on faith.
She'd never seen him before. And yet when she is asked, notice how she responded. When she is asked, will you go? She responded, I will. I will. And immediately, they got up and they headed back. I want you to know today that if you're going to know Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, if you're going to be a part of the bride of Christ, you have got to submit by faith in Jesus Christ. You've never seen Him with the physical eyes. I haven't. You haven't seen Jesus with the physical eyes. The Bible says, having not seen Him, yet we love Him. And I can tell you, I haven't seen Jesus with my physical eyes. There's coming a time when I step across into glory and I'm going to see Him face to face and I'm going to know even as I'm known. And then I can tell you again about His love and my love for Him. But I can tell you here today, I've never seen Him with physical eyes, but I love Him more than anything else in this world. And I've experienced Him in my life, in His presence. And I know He's real. But it's by faith, that we submit ourselves to Him. Rebecca was willing to submit based upon the promise that she had received. It is not one of the points of my message, but you can almost picture, in conclusion, you can almost picture Isaac back in Canaan, tending to the fields, looking up, staring out across the fields, wondering when his bride is finally going to get there. And let me say also that Isaac hadn't seen Rebekah either. But he knew the Father. And he knew the servant. And he put a trust in the bride-to-be. Hear that. He put a trust in the bride-to-be. Here's what I'm saying. Jesus went to that cross 2,000 years ago. Trusting that 2,000 years later, that Jim Headley, and you can put your name there, trusting that we would submit in faith to Him and become a part of the bride of Christ. That's love. That's love. Even while we were enemies, even while we were doing our own thing, even while we were going our way, Jesus still loved us. And He said, I'm going to die for you on that cross. And He did. Trusting us to be convinced of who He is and submitting ourselves to saying, my life is no longer my own. My life belongs to Christ. I'm bought with a price at the cross. I am not my own. I belong to Him. Can you say that today? Can you honestly say that He is Lord, that He's boss in your life? You have the opportunity to trust Him today, to submit yourself by faith to Him. Right where you sit, you can pray and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you of your sin, come into your heart, and be Lord of your life. And He's promised to do it. The Bible tells us that not only are we to believe in our heart that God's raised Him from the dead, but we're to make that known. We're to confess it with our mouth.
Romans 8, 9, and 10, if you want to look it up. And so I'm asking you, if you are praying right now and asking the Lord Jesus to forgive you of your sin and come into your life, I'm asking you to get ready, and when we stand in just a moment, to step out and come and share with me that decision that you've made. That's a confession with your mouth. But now, most of us in this room are already believers in Christ. We've already made decisions for Christ. We've already given our life to Him. You are the bride of Christ. Now let me ask you, are you faithful? Are you faithful? And is your commitment and your love such that you vow before God that you will remain true and faithful and loving for as long as you both shall live? And let me just say that Jesus lives forever, and if you are a child of God, you're living forever, okay? The same vow you made to that husband or to that wife is a vow that you made to God. And if you're a child of God, if you're a Christian, you've also made that to Jesus Christ. You have. Are you faithful? Maybe you need to recommit your heart and your life today. Our altar's open. It's open at any time during any service. You hear me say that all the time. And we invite you to come. And if you are a believer in Christ, and you feel that God is leading you to be a part of this church, a part of this fellowship, this part of the bride of Christ, then we would welcome you with open arms. You can come and share that with me as well today. For their decisions to be made, the servant, the Holy Spirit, is speaking to you. Now is your time to respond. Will you come to Jesus? Like Rebecca, I pray, you'll say, I will. And you'll come. Let's stand together and you make your decision this morning.
We hope this message will help you in your spiritual walk and growth. For more about Ridgecrest, please visit us on the web at www.rbc-tuscaloosa.com. Have a great day, and God bless.